Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014 here in beautiful San Francisco, California. And we're just cruising right along here, aren't we, Shay?
We've been cruising since we got here.
That's right. No, this is a great conference. It's a joy to be here, and we've got some great guests. This next one's going to be no exception. We have with us Mr. Nihar Parikh, Managing Partner with EPM Intelligence. How are you doing, Nihar?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you finding the conference? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's a blast, man. It's every year it gets bigger and bigger, so really happy to be here this year.
Great. So before we kind of dive into, I know we want to talk about the OAUG Young Professionals Program, which is super cool, but before that, I kind of want to tell people about your day job, which is EPM Intelligence. What's going on?
Yeah, so EPM Intelligence is a systems integrator. We've got a pretty good reputation for implementing enterprise performance management solutions, so that hence the name EPM.
Right.
And we really provide mission-critical financial reports for CFOs and for planning and budgeting and for forecasting, mainly around the financial reporting stack. And so that has to do with a lot of the Oracle Hyperion or EPM products.
So that's what you're doing during the day, but you also kind of moonlight with the OAUG, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So OAUG asked me to come in onto the steering committee. So we help organize events and meetings and discussions around new topics and technology.
How is that that partnership OAUG and EPM, how does that affect your life at EPM?
So what we like to do is spread, obviously, our own brand awareness, but really it's about being involved in the community, learning more about the products, leading practices, getting to see other people's viewpoints because, you know, the products are used all across the world and we like to see how people use them in innovative ways.
So did OAUG approach you? Did you approach them? How did you hear about OAUG?
So I think I was approached by OAUG to see if they'd like me to get on the steering committee. And, you know, I was obviously honored. And I think, we have a great lineup of topics coming up soon. I know we've got one on the cloud coming up. So I think that's really exciting. It gives people a great introduction, especially when you're younger in your career and it's hard to find information very quickly.
So explain what you guys try to do at the steering committee. What's your mission?
So really, we want to be able to get a good range of not only wide or general topics like the cloud or big data or these buzzwords that we hear a lot, but also about, you know, ways to use Oracle products, how to get, you know, how to further yourself in your career, especially when you're starting up. You know, I myself, I'm only 29 years old. So I graduated from the University of Texas. And so when I got out, you know, I got kind of thrown into the whole Oracle community. It can be really overwhelming at first. So we want to be able to make sure that young people have a place to go and that they can field some of those concerns.
So, when you got involved, what was the big thing that you wanted to, not necessarily change, but a goal you wanted to achieve when you got started with the group?
So, you know, traditionally, OAUG has had very little or limited exposure to the Hyperion stack of products and the EPM stack of products. So we wanted to bring a little bit of awareness to that side of things because it was an acquisition. So Hyperion was acquired by Oracle back in 2008. And we want to make sure that the communities are integrating with the rest of the Oracle family. Another thing I'd like to do is, you know, really get involved with the young people and professionals and be able to further along their careers and, you know, introduce them to new ideas and practices.
So young professional, what qualifies someone as a young professional to join up and benefit?
I think the official definition is under 35.
Okay. Well, it's pretty range there.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's in that 22 to 23 to 35 range of, you know, your first 10 years out of school.
So what's the biggest thing someone in that demographic can look for in joining something like this? What's the big takeaway?
I think you're going to be able to meet other people that are your peers, right? I mean, you may have some exposure to your managers and people that have been around a lot longer, but to be able to find people that are in your age group with your experience level and figure out where they are and kind of have a measure of some type of standard, right? So not only that, but you get a little more comfort feeling when you're dealing with people your own age. You can easier to talk to, get along with,
sure,
and got great
sure
things in common.
So what are some things that you guys do to, with some events coming up that you guys as whole, what are some resources for someone who would join up?
Yeah, so I believe there is something coming up in October on the cloud. I don't have the exact date, but there's a cloud discussion going on. I think it's October 4th, but I'm not terribly certain. And then there's also, you know, Collaborate, which is a great conference where, you know, you can meet some of us, and we actually get to meet face-to-face and talk about some of these issues. We had a coffee meeting yesterday where we got to meet some of the people involved with YPF.
So about how many people do you have in YPF? What's the current membership looking like?
I don't know the answer to that question, I think we can probably find out and let you know. Last email count, I estimate about 20 to 30 people.
Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. How do people get involved? Where do people go to sign up?
I believe there's a LinkedIn group. You can also check with OAUG. Just do a Google search for them, and you should probably find some type of link on there. And you know, they can always, you know, feel free to reach out to me or anybody else that's in the YPF committee. And we'll direct you to the right place.
What are some cool success stories that you've seen people utilizing this tool and really seeing some benefit from it?
Which tool?
So using joining up with YPF.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, we're just getting started, but I see a lot of great, you know, potential in it. I think that there's, you know, these topics that we have that we host and discussions around that are great. And, you know, being able to meet some of these interesting people.
So, like we said, you know, this conference keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. What are some big announcements that you're looking forward to? Some things that have already happened that you think are pretty relevant for young professionals, especially.
Yeah, I think the word of the day is cloud.
Yeah, word of the week, really.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Larry Ellison was pretty specific in his keynote that Oracle's direction is full force ahead with the cloud, and you know, specifically with EPM. There's a lot of EPM cloud offerings that are going to be coming out. You know, traditionally, for those of us that, you know, may not be familiar, Oracle's been an on-premise solution. So you got to buy the servers, the hardware, install the software.
But,
you know, as younger people are used to things like Gmail and Facebook and Google, that's all cloud-based, right? So you don't have to have an installation. All you need is a web browser. So that's where Oracle's headed as well. They're finally catching up, and I think they're going to do a great job at it.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, Nahar.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So what's going on for you later in the week?
Well, we plan on walking around the conference a little bit more. I know we've got some events later on in the evening that we'll be taking part in. But
you going to go to Aerosmith later?
Absolutely.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The Macklemore, yeah. Hitting both demographics for that one, aren't they?
Exactly.
The older guys and the younger guys.
So they're definitely catching on as well.
They're trying.
Yeah.
So it's a pleasure having you on, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer here for Shea Thomas. We'll see you in a little bit at Oracle Open World 2014.